everybody. Thanks again, everybody, very much. I very much appreciate it. We're going to try to do a, we're going to do a raid now. We're going to do a raid now. Raiding is something you can do on Twitch. Is Ron Weasley available? Oh, okay. We can raid his mom. Wait, what does this mean? I'm not going to. Okay. Hi, Danny. Or Sharky.
Hey, what's up?
Are we going to raid?
You ready for the after show?
We're not doing an after show. We're not doing an after show. I have to go to
bed. Why not?
I have to go to bed. I'm Christian. I need to raid this person. We're raiding.
You have. No. You have until 10:30. Let's stay on the line until 10:30.
What do you mean?
Then you can go to bed. It's the after show.
Okay, well, let's do an after show.
All right, sweet. So what's up?
I don't know, man. We're doing an after. We're doing an after, really, if you think about it. How should I put this out? Just do it.
It doesn't go out. This is it.
Oh, my God. So it doesn't get recorded. This is just live and right now.
Yeah. We can say our addresses and everything.
I'm not going to say our addresses. Yeah,
can you at least say the name of your street? Because it's a fucking cool name.
Oh, no. I don't want to get doxed.
You'd never be able to find you.
You'd be surprised. From who? I have a lot of enemies, man.
Can I say what it starts with?
Yeah. Sure.
Like the three letters it starts with?
Yeah, do it.
I don't want to say your street if you're going to get mad at me.
I'm not going to get mad at you. Just say it.
I can say the whole thing?
You can say the name of the street. You can say the first name of the... This is not good radio. I can't sell this.
It's very good radio. I can't obviously watch the chat because I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah.
But I imagine people are going fucking wild. You have to be real old to not fucking like what's going on right now.
That's true. It's old.
What was the name of the street lived on in Monroe?
East.
That was called.
Yeah, I think. That's it. It was East. This is riveting.
You want it? It really is. Hey, if you want to hear my childhood address in the chat, type in 157-773_W. Tell me when it's happening.
Okay, I'm looking. In the meantime, how excited are you? We're going to see Tim Heidecker. Oh, okay, we got it. Okay, Eric just did it. And Karist and Kimbla.
Okay, see, I told you, people fucking love address talk. Here, get this fucking shit. This is an address to fucking top them all.
Okay.
Fucking stupid fuck at Gerke Elementary School where I went. The mascot was a fucking gorilla.
Okay.
And the gym teacher looked like a fucking gorilla, and he was a dick the whole time, and he's dead now.
Okay.
So fucking rotten heck, Mr. Smith. Get a fucking less generic name and heck where you're at.
Yeah.
At a mildly uncomfortable heat, you motherfucker. Okay, get this. It was, huh?
No, please go on.
Doesn't Gerke Gorilla sound like a fucking made up like television show?
It really does. What's cool. Gerke Gorilla mean?
Yeah. That was our mascot. You didn't have a school mascot?
Oh, we just had like it was a bird. It was a bird Zerk.
Wow.
That's not
the
true.
Bellbrook Berserker, Bird Zerker.
It was the Bellbrook Golden Eagles, which is a gold eagle is a thing, but then our mascot was just a fucking bald eagle. It made no fucking sense. It was very stupid.
Very nationalistic.
Uh-huh. I hate Bellbrook.
But get this fucking address.
Okay.
All right. And all the thousands of people listening at home, if you don't believe me, let me tell you, you got another thing coming.
Okay,
it was 1-1 Fitzgerald Way.
1-1 Fitzgerald Way?
No, just one.
Oh.
1 Fitzgerald Way. It had to be one of the first addresses made.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Isn't that fucking awesome?
Yeah.
If you think that's awesome, type 6831 underscore 7T in the chat. Not 7D. You type 7D instead of 7T. It'll really blister my paint.
Oh, my God. Naomi Fullbloom asked, does Birdzerk have a cloaca? Birdzerk has two cloacas.
Two what?
They did it. Oh, 17 or 17 or 7 in the letter T.
Did someone write 70?
No, no one did that. One put 7 in the letter T. One put 17, like 17.
Who wrote 7 and then the letter T?
Carist. He's one of the good ones.
Yeah, that person's that person's cool. Who wrote 17 like a fucking idiot?
We got Naomi Fullbloom and Eric Dittmer did the 17.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Two of the fucking worst. Two of the worst people there are.
I've been saying it. We're trying to get him booted, but I don't have a moderator.
So your elementary school mascot was a golden eagle?
Elementary school, I don't know if we had. I think we're always the eagles. Yeah, I think every single time was golden eagles all the time. Eagle lands.
Oh, it was the same thing?
Yeah, it was for all of them, I believe.
How many elementary schools were in your area?
One.
Oh, well, that fucking explains it. Because me and Jared had, we were the Gurkey Gorillas.
That's and so then. Good.
On junior high to high school, we were Wildcats. I wonder if the fact that it was like some fucking stupid eagle is why Jamie became like a right-wing, like nationalist guy.
I don't know, man.
The influence of your elementary school.
It's possible. For people that don't know, Jamie was one of our old friends. He sucks. Him, much like my parents, went crazy with bad politics, and we don't talk anymore. So he's dyed his hair. So our house site. What?
Can we not have more Jamie talk?
We can. I'm going to save this. I eventually maybe want to put it out. I don't know.
I never get to talk to you.
Oh,
this is our chance to fucking chat.
I drove you to the airport.
Tell everyone in the. Yeah, I know that was. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but I'm saying we don't get those very often.
All right, let's...
Just tell everyone in the chat to cover their ears.
Okay, let's talk about our friend that we haven't talked to about, in several years that we're still affected by. But I guess I still have Jamie dreams. Isn't that wild?
What happens in the dreams?
We're just, we're friends or we're not friends. It's up in the air. And I'm usually always moving out of my parents' house, and though my parents are also in the dream. It's awful. I'm glad I see that shrink. I have a lot of things I'm getting over.
How old are you in the dreams?
Current me. I'm always current me. I'm always POV.
How embarrassing would it be to live with your parents at this age?
I know.
I still do right now. Me and Audrey are trying to find a place.
Oh.
What was I gonna say? You think that he has to realize like he fucking was a goofus and he's just too fucking proud.
I mean,
to back down, or do you think
No, man, I don't. Okay, hold on. So everybody, I feel like I have to give people. You know, I have to explain a little bit, and this will also cover my point. So Jamie was always a fantastical, like. His head was always in the clouds, always in fantasy, always like really deep diving into shit. When he would get into D&D, it would be head fucking first. When he would get into a video game, it's head first. And mostly fucking Warhammer 40,000. And
he became a Marine.
I know. That's why we both believe he became a fucking Marine. And then he went off to Marine school or whatever the fuck that is, where they put sand in your dick or whatever, and came back all fucking weird and skinny. And then... he didn't get to kill anybody while being a Marine because he was too old and they just put him behind desks. So then he comes back and he's comes back as a weird conservative who's really like really wanting to have a weapon in like in reach of him at every single, like, it's all very weird. So no, I think he got broken. I think he's broken. And I feel like the training and the brainwashing you get in the military really, especially in the fucking Marines, really psychs you up to wanting to fucking murder somebody. So when he didn't get to do that, he just read fantasy novels in Okinawa and he came back here and then has like everybody else moving on and like, in like, you know, doing other shit. I think he's busted, man.
Maybe that's why he mostly hung out with me, because I was still obviously a fucking disaster.
Yeah. And it's,
oh, that's sad.
I mean, it is sad, but think
about that. Makes sense, though.
Yeah, but then think about whenever we would all three hang out, right? We would be hanging out in graveyards, eating pizza, coming up with overly fantastic, stupid, funny shit. We were doing what, like, we were well into our fucking late 20s when we were had plastic swords and were playing in the fucking woods by your parents.
Yeah,
house.
That's what
I know, it's awesome.
That's what adults do.
I know it's not, though. But like, I think there's a lot of ways where that, like, and I love that shit. I miss that shit, but I don't think in a lot of ways he let that go in a meaningful way. I mean, like, so he gets back. He didn't get to kill anybody. He gets back, gets all super fat, gets married, and is just like making dioramas out of old G.I. Joes. Like, that's literally what he's doing. Like, it's wild.
He ate so many fucking fish sandwiches.
He loved fish sandwiches. He loved them. Oh, okay.
We would go to Graveyard Pizza, and he would order two fish sandwiches and a giant Coke.
It was funny. Coke Zero.
And there's nothing wrong with that. It was just, yeah.
Naomi Fulbloom.
He literally
asks,
fish sandwiches.
Oh, sorry. Chat's asking. They want to know more. This is apparently captivating talk. Naomi Flo.
I told you.
First off, Naomi Fulbloom says, "I feel like I'm eavesdropping." Star says the same. And then so Naomi Fulbloom asked, "How old was he when he became a Marine?" 27. That's so old.
Was he? Seems so fucking young, though, at the same time.
Oh, no, it's young in the greater scheme of things. That's when I decided to go to fucking college and become horribly in debt. That's like the end of the road for military, especially a fucking Marine. That's why they didn't put him into fucking any kind of murder holes. He was teaching, he was an old idiot and had fucking big glasses. I do miss Jamie.
Do you remember when, like, He ran into someone else's car like the week before he went to boot camp, but they were a fucking Marine, so they like let him go.
I do remember that.
Here's a pro tip: if you ever fucking rear in a Marine's car,
yeah,
just say you're nervous about going to boot camp, and they will probably just let you go.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh, that's so funny.
I miss him a lot too. I don't want to hang out with him when he's like posting weird shit on Facebook about how, like, there's white genocide in Africa and shit like that. Right. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, as a matter of fact. Not great. When was it? It was before I moved to Monroe, and then he sent me a message basically trying to, like, rekindle friendship. Remember that? No, were we not? Were we talking about
that? No, we went to Starbucks.
Yeah.
I was still friends with him at the time. You guys had a rift, and then that kind of created a rift between me and you on top of the thing where you got mad at me about guns.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk for a little while. And then I think me and you had kind of like a reconnection before that. And then Jamie wanted us all to meet and then like say like, "Oh, you know, I just don't care about politics. I don't want to talk about politics. I just want to be friends and stuff." And then like, we only hung out that one time.
And then I hung out with him a couple of times, and it was really fucking weird because he just wanted me to watch him.
I'm saying all three of us.
All three of us, yeah. I hung out with him a couple times after that, and it was really weird because I was just watching him play Mortal Kombat 9, and it was like really fucking weird.
Hey, watch this. Hey, watch this. Are you watching? Watching?
It's a really fucking awesome fatality. I'm going to do with Johnny Cage right now. He's awesome. And so we did that for a little bit, and then it was like really fucking weird. And then Trump got elected, and I was like, "I'm not talking to you." I just stopped talking to him. And he was like, "You want to see a Power Rangers movie? It looks fucking cool and dark." And I was like, "No." And I just I ghosted him. I was a coward. I felt bad. But
well, then he fucking did that to me because I would still hang out with him. And well, then it got when, to the point where like, yeah.
Well, then we started
always had excuses and stuff.
But then we started a podcast together, which I think kind of really kind of solidified that.
Probably like, but he would like, he started making a bunch of excuses and he got to the point where like, he would like send me like camera pictures of like his prescription medicine to prove that he was sick. Like I was the principal.
What the f-
And then,
that's weird.
And then I remember he would still usually text me back. And then I remember I sent him a text about Beastmen because you know, that's something adults talk about. And he never responded. And then like a couple days later, I like hit him back like, hey, Jamie, whatever. He never fucking responded. Mm. And then I noticed he wasn't on fucking Facebook. And then, which I'm assuming he just blocked me or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, I sent a message to his wife on Facebook asking what was going on and stuff. And then like at following that, she blocked me. And then I have never heard hide nor hair of them, except one time I think I saw him in a Mexican restaurant, but I didn't go up and talk to him.
Great. Yeah. Julie and I saw him when we were exiting a Tom Petty show, him and his wife. And he like, just like beelined it for the parking lot. He like completely turned about face. And she was like, his wife was like trying to be like, oh, hey, how's it going? And he just like was like, mm, and like just ran away. And I'm like, I get it. I did the same thing, but by not talking to you. Yeah. Relationships are weird. And it gets weirder every time you're getting a little older. And then you become an old adult.
Yeah.
And then you don't have no friends at all. But I have a lot of
friends. I feel like that's the only friend I've ever had that just like completely cut me out and stopped talking to me.
It doesn't feel good. I've had like a couple of those.
And then like as a result, like I couldn't really see Rick anymore because it just, I knew it just made shit super fucking weird for Rick.
Yeah.
And Rick owes them like $7,000 for fucking Warhammer miniature. So you know what too? Fucking Jamie borrowed my mower and then was just gonna like buy it off me.
Okay.
And then he fucking cut me off. So I this might have been over $50. But really, I think they. Huh?
Did you have another? Was that your only mower?
Yeah, but I mean, that was when I was moving to an apartment or whatever. And wasn't gonna have a lawn.
Got it.
Yeah. And I think there's broke or something.
Mm.
But yeah, it's fucking sad, man.
It is sad. That's why, like, you know. Go on.
I feel like he tuned into the podcast and he listened to the episode where you were making fun of people on Facebook. And I think the specific moment is when you were talking about like, is this a hero or is that a hero? Like a picture of a fireman and a trans woman or something.
Oh.
But you did the fucking Jamie voice.
Yeah.
I feel like he heard that and thought we were just making fun of him. And then that's what he told everyone.
I don't even think he knew. I don't think, remember how much of a weird Luddite he is. I don't think he knows how to get a podcast. Like he's a weird, like he's always been out of it when it came to like computers and shit. So I don't think
he figured that out.
He
got really into fucking torrents when he was a Marine.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, gotcha.
I have like every 80s song I could ever want on EO.
Do you remember? Yeah. Do you remember that episode of Gilmore Girls when Rory, she inevitably runs into fucking Logan's little brigade, but she's trying to fucking do a fucking story for the paper about MP3s.
Yeah.
And it's just that guy downloading music for no reason. Like, that's all he did in the fucking Marine. And that's why he gets to go to school for free.
Oh, I love it. That's really funny.
That's a good fucking episode. Chad, are you watching Gilmore Girls?
I don't know if anyone... Naomi Fullbloom says GG reference. Noice. She said like yeah. Noice.
Gilmore Girls is the best fucking show that's ever existed.
It's Amy Sherman Palladino. It is good. You made me a convert. What's the beep noise? Eric Dittmer asks. He's very concerned.
Oh, I'm at work.
Oh, he's at work. He works at a beep factory.
Yeah, I do. I'm basically programming robots.
Oh, shit.
Well, it's not at all what I'm doing.
Oh. We're going to see.
I just got to fucking, I got to feed this this egg. This egg.
Oh, okay. You 40 eggs or four eggs. We're going to see Tim Heidecker. And then in a month, we're going to see, like less than a month, we're going to see fucking Greg.
Yep, Greg Turkington, a.k.a. Neil Hamburger.
I'm very excited. Oh, okay, hold on. This is important. Star asks, says in the chat, oh, bingo, my brother, also a Star Trek Voyager fan, wants your opinion of Tuvix. In what way? I think the Tuvix episode is awesome. If you're asking, do I think they should have left? So Tuvix was Tuvok and Neelix were in a transporter mishap where they got fused into one being, which became its own entity. So this ethical dilemma of do we split them up, which is killing Neelix to get our two people back, which I think was the right decision.
Wasn't Neelix your favorite character?
He's absolutely my favorite character. But this is...
Did they kill him? Are you guys talking about fucking Picard?
No. Tuvix is the thing it became. Feed them eggs. Tuvix is what Neelix and Tuvok became when they were fused. So it was his own entity.
Sorry, a whole different fucking beeps.
And so my opinion is they did the right thing. I thought that it was a very good episode.
What did they end up doing? They separated them?
Oh my God. Yeah, they did separate them. So yeah, I think it was, so should they have split or not? My official thing is they should have split. I'm glad they split them. And
Neelix died?
Tuvix died. Neelix and Tuvok lived.
So no one fucking died.
Tuvix died.
They just weren't fucking put together.
Tuvix died.
So they were like the fucking... But that was just two people mixed up like the fucking Cenobite from Hellraiser 4.
Seen a Hellraiser movie in my life.
You've never seen fucking Hellraiser 4? What else do you do on the 4th of July? Hellraiser 4 starts in fucking space.
Oh.
On a spaceship. And then it goes back to like fucking Anne Rice times, and fucking Ben Wyatt is there as like a fucking...
Holy shit.
As an evil nobleman. It's like one of his first roles.
Now we're squawking. Talking.
Mm-hmm. I really do apologize for all these beeps. My job is to censor people, and they just will not stop fucking swearing. It's really simple.
I get it. That is tough. That is rough and tough.
I didn't say that in a way where I was like, hey, I'm going to swear anyway.
Mm.
I just am without class, so that's how I speak.
I like it. I think it's cool.
I'm from Franklin.
Oh, my God.
All right, so what's the next topic, chat?
Oh,
we've done Jamie and Beeps.
Yeah, let's. What's the next? What's the next toppy, chat? Cat food factor, beeper fact, beep factor, censorship police. So many amazing jobs. It's true. I want more personal gossip. Ooh, Spicerella. That's what Naomi Fullbloom wants. About people,
about?
I don't know. Oh, Eric wants to know who's better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan.
That's boring.
Neither
Can
are
we talk
funny.
About. I feel like Michael Jordan could probably be funny. I'm too old to fucking really know the other guy.
LeBron James, he was in Space Jam 2.
I haven't fucking seen him. I haven't seen the first Space Jam.
What? It's bad.
I don't watch fucking cartoons. I would maybe do a rewatch of like Cool World or Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I don't think I would watch Space Jam.
Hmm. It's not good.
Yeah, it's got fucking Bob Hoskins in it.
Yeah. Space Jam does too. Yeah, I don't know any more personal gossip about people that no one knows.
We know gossip about each other.
I don't want to get into any of that, but like, you know.
I will never fucking say the story, but you have the funniest fucking story that no one can ever know.
I know I do. And no one will ever know it.
Yeah. I feel like on your 20,000th episode, you should reveal that story.
Maybe. I saw. So
it's a really good story.
It's a great story. Star is confused. She says, yeah, I graduated in 98, Star. And Sharky, what are you? Like, are you 2000 or are you 99?
2000.
2000. Okay. Too bad it wasn't 99. That would have been the Buffy year. Pretty fun. Yeah. Pretty,
Well, I think I graduated the same year as Rory Gilmore, actually.
Oh, shit.
I didn't go to a private school, and I wasn't fucking valedictorian, and I didn't make Luke cry when I graduated.
Yeah, but you did still have to fucking deal with Emily Gilmore on a fucking weekly basis, so that you did share that in common with her.
Constantly.
Yeah. She's my favorite character. Did I tell you that? Emily Gilmore's my favorite character?
Emily's fucking great.
I love her so much.
Yeah, she's the best.
Ugh. She's really great. I still don't like, who don't I like in that show?
Who was there to not fucking like in Gilmore Girls?
I thought there was someone who really got on my nerves, but I'm just thinking of Buffy, another show I really, really like, but had characters who I actively still just can't fucking stand whenever I think about them.
Like your best friend?
Who's that?
You know who your best friend is. Your best friend forever.
Oh, Riley?
Yeah. you know how I've had so much fucking difficulty watching him in other shows? There's always like a bump I have to get over before I go, oh, okay, I don't have to hate this fucking character.
I've never seen Riley Finn, whoever that actor is, in anything else.
He's been in all kinds of stuff. He was in that episode of House. He was a patient and he had like a fucking Desert Storm Fever or something.
I had Desert Storm Fever. It's a dance, though. It's nice. It's cool.
If chat remembers the episode of House where Riley Finn was on there as a soldier who had Gulf Storm or Desert Storm Fever, drop a what?
You should get at least one what, I think.
I would hope so. House is a fucking good show. It's like the only hospital show I've ever watched. Like, I feel bad because like Audrey always liked Grey's Anatomy, mm-hmm. and I tried to fucking get into it. I can't fucking watch it.
The only hospital show I like is Scrubs.
Yeah, I hate that fucking show.
Yeah,
I feel like I could probably get into Grey's Anatomy if I just fucking sat down for like a season.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching fucking Friday Night Lights.
Oh, people like that show.
That show's fucking great. I feel like you would like Friday Night Lights.
I've tried. I couldn't get into it.
How many episodes did you watch?
Like a handful. I don't know. 7? 100?
Have you even watched enough? Man, listen out there, a fucking radio audience. I feel like you owe yourself to watch at least into season 2 of Friday Night Lights, because the fucking craziest fucking shit happened in that season.
How many? There's not even that many seasons of that show.
There's like four or five.
Really?
And yeah, there's not even that many fucking episodes. I think the first season has a bunch, and then they start going to like 10 or something.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what fucking happens in season 2 of Friday Night Lights, that's fucking insane.
Oh,
drop a what in the chat.
I think we did get a what from Naomi Fulbloom, who says Grey's Anatomy is bad and she's not picky. She also said that season 2 was during the writer's strike. So that's Friday Night Lights. So that's probably why it got cuckoo canoca nuts.
Oh, that makes sense. There was just someone who was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do whatever.
Yeah. In their mind, they might even thought that, like, we're not even going to come back for a Seas 3, you know?
Maybe. I can't even spoil it because it's one of those things where, like, it wouldn't even be shocking until, like, you got into the show and, like, the vibe of it. And then just, like, the fucking left turn that this subplot takes. Fucking nuts. I highly recommend it. Also, I've been watching... are we still in Watch It?
Hey, Watch It. Yeah, hey, we are. It. How did you know?
Have you been watching The Bear?
No, everyone keeps talking about this Bear show.
It's fucking good.
I guess
there's a fucking episode of that in season two. Oh. That's fucking insane, too.
Wait, there's more both than one shows. Season out?
There's at least... I don't know if the... I haven't watched the final episode that I have on my illegal Plex server. But there's at least 10 episodes of season two.
Wow.
Available to me.
Who knew?
But, yeah, both these shows. Tonight, before you go to bed...
Oh, okay.
Watch... Friday Night Lights up to season two until you know what I'm talking about, and do the same thing with The Bear.
Star says, I'm so out of loop on shows. All I watch is YouTube and Twitch streams. What do you have to say about that? I feel like that's weird. Because you were roughly the same age, and I feel like I never watch YouTube or Twitch streams. The last YouTube I watched is like Newkirk stuff. And that creepy cave video you sent me. I've been so into caves, Danny. I mean, Sharky.
It's a good thing to be into.
They're so scary, man. Like, I don't want to fucking set a foot into any of these caves. 9 inches to crawl through? Are you out of your gourd?
Yeah, that's just insane. Speaking of fucking the Newkirks and stuff, fucking Tyler Strand caves and does all that shit.
I know. I've been seeing his stuff on Twitter. Fucking, he's a maniac. I hate it. Oh, it's so scary. He's going to be a corpse. He's going to be the Nutty Putty. He will.
The worst part about it, too, is like a cave death is not a fucking like, oh, shit, I'm dead.
Uh-huh. It's like, a slow, oh, shit. You know you're going to die. I'm
dying over 5 days unless someone can give me water, and then I'm dying over like a month.
Let me guys show you guys. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so awful. Hold on. I'm going to show everybody the diagram of the dude who ate it in the Nutty Putty cave. It's so fucking rough. Hold on.
Is he the one that was stuck upside down?
Uh-huh. So, oh, God, oh, yeah, it's so that. Rough. It's so awful. Hold on. I'm going to show everybody because I think this is important. This fucking shook me to my core. A coworker of mine, a youth, showed this to me, and I was chilled to my core. Why can't I fucking find it? I looked at it a million times. What in the world?
Just fucking Google it.
I did. But it's not showing me the... It's just showing me smiling faces. It's like everyone's having a happy time. It's like that is not...
Well, what's fucking crazy is he's still there.
I know. Oh, God. Danny, it's so gross. Nutty Putty Cave incident.
It sounds like it's bad because it sounds like a fun time, too.
Yeah, a blast. Here it is. Okay, here we go. We're switching to the Viewoverse. So, this young man, this guy, no one remembers his name. John Jones. He went into this cave where, like, you... I can't find a diagram of the cave. Hold on. So, okay, here it is. So, yeah. So, you go into the cave, and you're supposed to go down, like, this part here, and it's called the birth canal. And then there's another, like, you're supposed to go down it, and then you're supposed to keep on going straight. But he veered off into one of these, I don't know which one of these weird offshoots. And it looks like everybody in the chat's a creep and already knows this fucking story. This was news to me. And so he...
Probably because they watch YouTube.
Oh, yeah, probably. This fucking dude, this poor soul... Probably heard
Mr. fucking Ballin talk about it.
This guy... got caught And like went and kept on going, thinking he was going the right way, and then like went head first upside down. And they tried to like get him out for like ever by yanking on a rope, but it got caught up on other shit and they couldn't get him out. So they basically just fucking ate it. He just died down there. And then they filled it up with concrete and put a gravestone on top of it. That's your America, everybody. You know what
fucking, they supposed
you
to do?
You know what rules and regulations? You're going to be in a bottom of a fucking cave. Or in a bottom of a fucking submarine. It all started with the sub, dude. It all started with that submersible. And then I started thinking about caves and cave-ins and how like claustrophobic I've gotten in my older age. So fucking awful. It's the worst shit. Ay, ay, ay. And what is that little... What's the story you sent me? The things with the guy? The Kentucky people?
Oh. Yeah, just a fucking dude that was stuck in a cave. And he basically sat in there for... What was it? Like 30-some days?
Uh-huh. No, it was longer. It was like 70. Then, it was a long time. Oh, no, it was hours. He was in a long time. Oh, yeah, okay.
Start. No, it was like a month or something.
It was a lot. Oh, yeah, because they kept on feeding him and giving him coffee. Star says, you know what's even worse? You know what's even more awful? Underwater caves. Yeah, they are. They are significantly more awful.
You could get a quick death out of that, though.
That's true. Have you heard? I don't know the validity of this. I heard about it at work and I didn't want to look it up. Apparently there's like accounts of dolphins like taking people down to underwater caves and raping them until they're dead. Have you heard of this?
I mean, it's not too surprising. Like, I don't think they mean to like, I mean, that's how some shit fucking make food.
I know they're not making food. They're humping.
I'm saying like it's not unheard of for like animals to pull other animals underwater.
I think seriously, truly seriously, the scariest movie I've ever seen is The Descent, and it's because it's got jump scares and it's caves. It's the worst.
I don't know if it's the fucking scariest.
As a man.
I mean, it's one of the scarier situations to actually be in, I think.
It for me.
But even without the goblins down there, it would still be fucking scary.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like it makes it even fucking worse because there's like little monsters down there. Oh god.
On the opposite side of the Descent, have you watched Fall?
No.
It's a way lower fucking budget. It's about these like two girls that like climb on top of this fucking old radio tower.
Ugh.
And then they get fucking stuck up there. But it's like one of those ridiculously high ones. Even with like the kind of low budget and stuff, I would suggest it because heights fucks with me a lot. I don't know about you.
I'm fine with heights. I just don't like to be claws.
You're fine with fucking heights. You're not afraid of heights at all.
I mean, the reasonable amount of fear of heights, but nothing like I'd rather be up high than like on the ocean or like in an underwater cave or in a cave or on a cave.
You'd rather be insanely high than on a cave.
Yeah. Crab Tornado, AKA Steve, says, ask Danny if he remembers the guy at Marsh that had a mad wiggly head when he walked. What is that?
Yeah, that guy's fucking cool. it was like an uncontrolled like muscle spasm thing in his neck. It was like a condition.
Oh.
But my mom actually worked with that guy for a long time. And I still see him every once in a while. Like he basically can't stop shaking his head.
He said he's a local cryptid. That's mean.
he's a pretty fucking nice guy, but like he drives and shit. Like he has like a brace in his car that will like hold his head still. While
Whoa,
he
that sounds.
I imagine we're at the point where they could probably figure out what it is, and I imagine medicine has helped him a little bit better, but. Fucking healthcare was more affordable.
It's fucking, it's the worst.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah, I know exactly who he's talking about. Anyway, yeah. I think it's time to raid because Bingo has to go to bed and I have to fucking finish it up so I can go the fuck home.
That's true. Well, this is a fun little after show.
Yeah, we'll see you next week for the special extra after show.
Greg, I can't wait to just never be a functional person. This is great. I love this. Well,
there's going to be a special guest on that one too.
Oh yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful night, Sharky. And yeah, thanks for being you.
You too, Bingo. Love you, bitch.
Love you, bitch.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Oh, thank you, Eric. You're very nice. I will. I like, that's fun doing an after show. Smollett Mom. Okay, we're raiding Smollett Mom. Thanks for sticking around for the after, everybody. Let's do this raid, and I hope you have a great night. Thank you so much. I love all of you. And we're going to raid and put in a bunch of dancing birds on this lady.